This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In 2 Timothy 2:1, Paul makes it clear that we cannot effectively run the race God has assigned us apart from relying on the grace found in Christ Jesus. He amplifies what he means by this in verses 3 through 6. First, be committed to pleasing your commanding officer. Whatever the hardship or sacrifice you encounter, endure it as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Beware of getting sidetracked by losing focus. What others might think is okay, if it distracts you, avoid it. It's not okay for you. Your responsibility is to please your commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he must know the rules of the game. You might be the best or the fastest, but if you inadvertently break a rule of the game, you won't receive the victor's crown. He continues by pointing out, the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Though sacrifice and hardship are a part of the deal, and the discipline of running by the rules is essential, the reward for hard work is assured. Hardship, sacrifice, obedience, care, and hard work, that's why you need the grace of God. It's also why you need to remember all you have learned from the teaching and example of your mentor. The reason for this is clear in verse 2. The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. You can't expect fellow teammates to run their laps with sacrificial dedication in the relay races of life and service if you do not run the first lap all out yourself. More on this in our next visit.